Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Bill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Thursday, the 4th of February. Sun is in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus, and the planets are saying...
Theoretically, there must be a way.
Okay, planets.
Assorted looters.
And?
If you have a message to convey or a point to make, and many people do, consider all sides of your presentation, including the potential reaction of the participants prior to holding forth. Current influences are hoping everyone will try to view the whole story instead of embracing the popular but not always efficient a la carte selective convenient look ma, no hands program. Also, listen carefully to what's being asked. It may be that you are being cordially and enthusiastically invited to abrogate common sense, the better to facilitate or contribute to the care, feeding, and maintenance of another's, to put it mildly, misperception. Or you could find yourself off on a spree of fool's errands, pursuing erroneous, to put it mildly, sense. Lastly, if a project or arrangement seems to be developing leaks faster than you can move the bucket or buckets, and this has gone on for some time, consider the merits of throwing in the towel and moving on to pastures new. It might not be the silliest recommendation ever broached. After all, what's the point of chucking perfectly good intentions, energy, and resources at a thankless and not particularly productive situation?
Yeah. Signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars.
Aquarius, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio.
And if one's birthday, 4th of February.
By all means, think big, think broad, think bold, but then run your ideas through a rigorous feasibility and functionality check. While no one's trying to clip your wings or limit your fun, they wouldn't dare. This year, the emotional and material profit lies in running with your more practical creative schemes rather than the more obvious candidates for Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.